Hello, this is the schedule for Auditel Describe program starting on Monday the 19th of September and going through to Sunday the 2nd of October. Well, on Monday at 5 to 1, it's the repeat of Friday's Coronation Street. And if you thought the events of the last few weeks weren't exciting enough with bribery and corruption and black pudding competitions, maybe it's drawing male news and the way dark-haired Tanya cruelly humiliated the blonde and vulnerable Raquel, well, you'd better watch this next week's episode. The only happy person seems to be Betty. The evening episode is at 7:30 on ITV. Incidentally, there was a technical problem in the episode on Friday the 9th of September, which meant that you didn't get the second half. So, here's an extract from the scene where Deirdre took Shamir to the airport. Deirdre's tears vanishes, she looks close to tears. She turns on her heel and hurries away, Shamir watching her go, swallows hard. On a bench at the bus stop outside the airport, she sits sobbing, her hands clasped together. Her tear-stained face looks up as the bus pulls in. She climbs aboard, staring out into the darkness as people get on around her. A man in a patterned shirt stops by her side. She looks up. And the rest, as they say, was history. On Tuesday the 20th at 9 o'clock, James O'Hara will be describing the first of a new series of Soldier Soldier, the fourth series in fact, which follows the fortunes of the men and their families, both on and off duty, on their return from Bosnia, and then on to Cyprus, and back home to take on the new challenge of guarding the royal family. Jumbo joins the ranks of Lieutenant Colonel Ian Jennings, commanding officer of the King's Own Fusiliers. In this episode, we meet them at a medal ceremony. That's at 9 o'clock on Tuesday, the 20th of September, on ITV. On Wednesday the 21st, there's more from the street at 5 to 1 and 7:30, in what is a fairly nail-biting week. On Thursday the 22nd at 10 o'clock on BBC One, there's a fascinating documentary from Inside Story about the Silent Twins. They were June and Jennifer, two black sisters from Wales, who made a pact as very little girls that they would not speak except to each other. They had a slight speech impediment, and rather than have people laugh at them, they chose to remain silent, communicating only on paper. Last year, one of the two sisters, June, died quite suddenly after she and Jennifer had been in Broadmoor Hospital for over 10 years after committing arson. Now Jennifer is speaking freely about her life with her sister, and Louise will be describing some fascinating film footage of the girls when they were young. You may also recognize the narrator of the program. Let us know if you do. That's The Silent Twins at 10 o'clock on Thursday the 22nd of September on BBC One. On Friday the 23rd, there's Coronation Street at the usual times of 5 to 1 and 7:30. Then at 8:30, a bit of comedy from ITV, Second Thoughts, a popular series about a girl and Faith, a couple in their mid-40s trying to get on with their second marriage, but constantly hampered by all the emotional baggage that remains from marriage number one. The series is based on a popular radio series, also starring Linda Benningham, she of the Oxo Cube commercials, and James Bolam, once upon a time, a likely lad. So that's at 8:30 on Friday the 23rd on ITV. On Saturday the 24th, the start of the ninth series of the BBC's popular medical soap Casualty, set in Holby City's Accident and Emergency Department, with regular Derek Thompson as Charlie Fairhead, Patrick Robinson as Ash, Ian Bleasdale as Josh, and Jane Gurnett as staff nurse Rachel Longworth. And Louise will be there in her rubber gloves to bring you the description at 9:30 on BBC One. There's no Auditel on the Sunday, but we're back with more from Coronation Street at 5 to 1 and 7:30 on Monday the 26th. Then 5 to 1 on the Wednesday, but in the evening, please note that there's an earlier start of 7:20 because of football later on. On Friday the 30th of September at 11:30 in the morning, Louise will be describing the first of a full-part dramatization by Peter Barnes of Dickens' novel Hard Times, with Bob Peck, Alan Bates, and Bill Paterson. This production was made for school TV originally, but there was quite an outcry that it hadn't been scheduled at peak times, and in addition to this repeat showing, it will be broadcast at a peak time slot later on. That's Hard Times at 11:30 on BBC Two. And it's just time for lunch before we go back onto the street at 5 to 1, and the usual time of 7:30 in the evening. Then at 8:30 on that Friday, one more look into Faith and Bill's household in Second Thoughts. There'll be no Auditel on Saturday the 1st of October, but on Sunday the 2nd, James will be moving from Action Men in the Armed Forces to the Indefatigable Squad in London's Burning, in the first of a new series of this everyday story of firefighting folk. And that's at 9 o'clock. Followed at 10 by half an hour of zany humour from Hale and Pace, and that's on ITV as well. And that's the programme schedule for the next 2 weeks. We hope you enjoy them and the descriptions, and in any event, we want to hear your comments. If you'd like to talk to James O'Hara or Veronica Hicks, then please ring us on 071-737-8367, and that's at ITV. And if you want to talk to Louise Fryer, she's on 081-576-8203, and she's at the BBC, and she has an answering machine for leaving messages. In between the programs, do please keep on listening to the Auditel Loop for any updated information or changes in the schedule. Till next time, from all of us in the Auditel Describers team, goodbye.